Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Darius is about to send you a couple of images I want you to respond to live on the radio. We have kept these images from you.
All right.
We have purposefully not allowed you to see these. I did not post them on social media, Danny. I've done nothing with this content.
Okay.
So that the first time you ever saw it would be live on the radio here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay.
So I believe Ryan also has images he can post on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream if you're watching that way. But, Danny, as you get these images, please just tell us what's happening on your phone, what you're seeing.
Okay. Just received. You are holding a giant reptile. This first picture is you. It looks to be either an alligator or a crocodile. It's enormous, so not sure how you're able to hold it. Probably heavy and look at that. That's unbelievable. Is that an alligator or a crocodile? Which one?
That is a live alligator with no tape on its mouth. That I am holding at the Super Bowl party last night. That was probably like a 60-pound gator. It's pretty long. If you saw it on the golf course, you'd be petrified.
Yeah.
And your boy got in line and held it. No one else was willing to do it. Darius, Denton, CK, they all turned it down.
Sure.
But I, this guy, two thumbs, I held an alligator, Danny.
What on earth is the point of that? Like that picture
right there.
Well, I get it, but that nice picture, I guess. That's wild. Okay, so, does this alligator, take some sort of drugs to make it not bite people?
So this is what's interesting. This alligator seemed to me to be immensely sedated.
It's very docile.
It was very clear to me that this alligator was drugged up so that it didn't ultimately eat my hand or anything like that, or bite my arm.
Were you instructed how to pick it up and how to carry it so that you're not too close to the teeth of death that take arms off of creatures?
I was not instructed really anything, although when they handed it to me, she did not like where I put my hand and was like, no, don't grab it there. It won't like that. And I'm like, oh, my God, where will it like it? Just tell me
where is it comfortable.
What I need to do to make this animal not upset. But it was so sedated that I thought they're not gonna, it's like an amusement park.
Okay.
They're not going to let you get on a roller coaster that's going to kill you. And the reason I think that is because it would cost millions of dollars in lawsuits if they were to allow me to die, or anybody,
or lose a hand or an arm.
But then I realized, you ever been to one of these events, for your kids' preschool celebration or something, where just some guy with four alpaca comes and they're in their back of his van, and you're able to pet the alpaca? This is the New Orleans version of that. It was just some lady who was very wrinkly and just in her. It was Tuesday. You know what I mean?
What time do you want me to bring the gator by? I can bring it whenever y'all want. Yeah, no thanks.
And then as she handed it to me, I'm thinking, this thing's borderline unconscious. There's no way they're going to let me hold a gator that's alive. And it starts wiggling and moving a little bit.
Oh.
And she says, I swear to you, she goes, oh, no. She goes, if he whips his head very quickly back towards you, whatever you do, stay very calm. I'll be here to help you. And I said, what do you mean whips his head? She's like, well, if he whips his head back towards you and starts to look at you. And I'm like, isn't this thing unconscious? So at that point, that's when I decided this is a bad idea. I'm now messing with the wild and
certainly
Mother
is.
Nature.
Certainly is. A terrible idea. Good picture, though. That's cool.
Isn't it a great photo?
It actually is really neat that you have that, but it's not something we should be doing.
Okay, now let's go to picture two, please, Danny Ruey.
All right, here we go.
Picture two from my night at the Super Bowl party last night.
Nope. Wrong.
Open your phone.
Did it. I saw it. Nope. Get it off the screen. Get it off. Nope.
Keep it there. Tell people what you're seeing, please. It is radio.
A giant symbol of evil. The original sin came from these disgusting slither death monsters. And Grant has a giant, looks like a python kind of thing, around his neck. And wrong. That's what it is.
Danny.
Big snake.
This thing was so big.
Yeah.
At its thickest point above, my neck on the collar, so to speak, where it's wrapped around my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this thing was probably wider, like almost the size of maybe bigger than a softball, smaller than a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll go like small pumpkin at the pumpkin patch or something. It is a giant snake. They kept saying, like, grab its head and point it toward the camera. And, you know, you got to see the eyes in the photo. I refuse to touch it with my hands. You can actually see how unsettled I am in the picture. I just wanted the photo op so that you would have to see it and react to it on the radio. That's the whole point.
So what
Now, again, Darris refused to do it.
Correctly.
CK, Denton, everyone else was like, I'm not putting that thing on me. I'm like, what's the worst that could possibly happen?
That's adorable.
You'll get a good photo out of it. So that's the photo I got, and I did it for you.
So I am purposely holding my hand up to not look at it. So I'm good on it. I've seen it. I have witnessed it. Thank you for that. Now I'll just be haunted. Ew. Wrong. Terrible. So bad. I hate it so much. I hate it so much. I hate this so much. Knowing
how much money would you have needed have put that snake around you?
It would be no person in my family for the next 1,000 years had to lift a finger. We would have so much money that a person would come and lift their finger for them. Like, I'd like to lift my finger right away, sir. And like, this is my great, 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 great kid. And the guy comes running in and he lifts the pointed finger and then leaves, and that's all he does. Just a finger. That much money. You combine Elon and Bezos and the dude that runs all the brands in Europe, and give me a Sultan's salary.
Arnold or whatever.
Yeah, Bernard Arnault. Yeah, all of that together for that. I can't do that. I can't do it.
So I was not going to do the snake originally until after I held the alligator, which, by the way,
emboldened. Yeah.
Holding the alligator was one of the weirdest feelings on my hands that I've ever had. Like, it felt so strange. It's cold underneath.
Yeah, they're cold-blooded.
Kind of soft, almost like a turtle not in a shell, if that plays a little bit.
Yep.
But the reason that originally we got into the let's hold snakes mood was Darris wanted to hold this very white snake. And you backed out.
There's a joke there, and I'm not going to make it.
That's a good point.
Thank you. Yeah.
Good job. Yeah, don't make that
joke. I'm not making that joke.
So I considered it. I did consider it, and it got to the point where she was about to hand me the snake, and then I retracted my hands and said, no, I can't do this. I can't do it. Why would I do that?
I just love – he completely pivoted, Danny, where he's like, going to do it. He waited in line. He had to wait like three or four people.
Because in my head, I was thinking, this will make for – awesome picture. This would be cool for social media.
Look at this
media.
Picture I have forever.
Yeah, you got a cool picture.
Danny's refusing to look at. I got it literally for Danny.
Yep,
it's the equivalent of me going to the store, buying him a present, wrapping it, bringing it to him, and then he leaves it there and tells me he doesn't want it. That's what's
happening. Kept the receipt.
Right,
take that thing back. Oh, my God.
I was thinking cool picture for social media, good show content, and then literally, I mean, she was handing me the snake, and I had to pull away. I couldn't do it.
Who are these people?
I couldn't bring myself to do it.
What are these people doing?
And then you just... Completely
was out on it, on the entire experience.
What are these people doing? What decisions? You go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to have snakes, and I'll pass them to strangers at events when there's alcohol served. Rethink your life. Stop this immediately. Stop all of it.
What was stunning, Darris? There weren't that many people in line to do it.
Yeah,
like, I don't know why people weren't. When's the next time you're going to get to hold a gator? And stick aside, I understand the possibility that it's not as sedated as we think and it bites you or whatever. In my mind, I actually thought about this, Danny. I'm like, there's a chance this thing bites me. Unless it bites me in the throat, I will survive this bite, and I will sue these people for all they're worth. And now I have money for all of my kids, and they are a bountiful lot, to go to college and to have weddings and stuff. That was literally going on. I wasn't going to, like, poke the bear and try to get the gator to bite me.
Yeah, you're not
but
gonna,
I was
like, start,
thinking.
You know, flicking him.
Like, pinching it really hard.
Yeah, talking
trash. Please bite me, please. But in my mind, I was going, it's going to suck. But, like, I get so much money out of it.
Huh.
So that was kind of my logic going
in. Yeah, that's just a different thought process than I'd have there, my friend. I don't know, dude. Yeah, I get why the line was short. No one should be doing this. No to that. I mean... A sedated, like, the lack of respect for the lethal animal is something I will never understand. I will never understand the novelty. I will never understand the idea, like you know, these people, like Max Scherzer does this because he's, like, you know, the tough guy. Like, hot girls on Instagram do it, I've been told. I don't see them on my feed. But I've seen other people like talk about it. Well, they're like, I went swimming with sharks. Don't do that either. Don't do that. Don't do a magic trick with tigers. Don't get in the lion's cage and like start smacking it with a chair and a whip. Stop doing all those things immediately. Lethal animals. That if they decide it's your time, you're done. If that
I respect gator, wild animals. You know this about me.
Yes. If that gator said, you know what? Not this guy. It would have won. How do you defend yourself against the gator? You have no idea. Now, you know who else
last
doesn't?
Night,
me either.
It didn't win last night. I can tell you that right now.
It was
now.
Sedated, yeah.
I won last night. Darius, did you ever consider holding the alligator?
I didn't consider one bit, and it's actually funny. My dad's listening, which means that Kevin Sheehan's show is not on right now.
That's right.
But he said, come on, man, what a chicken.
Thank you, Mr. Dammer. It's so I appreciate it.
Let's talk about chickens, because Maryland is better than you'd think. Every one of these guys, Kevin's got them holding gators. Sorry. I'm just trying to distract because I'm so uncomfortable.
More on the evening that we had with those animals coming up in just a bit.
Is the picture
Grant
down?
And Danny with you on the fan live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Quick question, actually, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, would Ryan and or Toby have gotten in line and held an alligator or a snake?
I can tell you this much. I would have definitely actually, I would have held the alligator. I would have done that, but I draw the line at the snake, man. I don't know what it is about snakes. I think I'm just scarred from Snakes on the Plane as a kid when I watched that movie. Way too young, by the way. Shout out to my parents on that. And I can't do snakes, but I can do alligators. I think I could do that. I think I'd be fine holding one.